know this may sound strange. I want you back, I think you'll change. But there's one more thing I gotta say. Hats off to Larry. It may sound cruel, but you laughed at me when you said we were through. You told me lies, now it's your turn.
Up my tail. Oh, I'm dirtening my shirt front, putting in the shirt studs, polishing my nails. I'm stepping out, my dear, into an atmosphere that simply reeks with class. And I trust that you'll excuse my dust when I step on the gas.
Oh, you're just a smoothie.
I'll be there, putting on my top hat, mussing up my white tie, dancing in my tail.
We ain't got no top hat, ain't got no white tie to tie. We ain't got no tails. Why shouldn't we be dotting up our shirt fronts, putting in our shirt studs, like that guy from where?
Look out, fellas, here he comes.
I'm stepping out, my dear, into an atmosphere that positively reeks with class.
Well, I say my word.
And I trust that you'll excuse my dust when I step on the gas.
Stout dinner.
We'll be there. We're gonna get our top hat. We're gonna get our white tie to tie. What's more, we'll be dancing round in our tails.
We're still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and I'm just checking in with you right now to let you know that we still got the radio obituaries coming up in just a few minutes. And I'm hoping that you are enjoying every last little bit of the silliness we are serving you tonight. I know that frequently you need it just as much as I do. So I'm glad I can do this for both of us right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Once in a while, it takes a big man to do a big man's job. This is the story of such a man.
Take this chance of introducing myself. I'm Sheriff Benson.
Howdy, Sheriff.
And I've been three whole weeks filled with loneliest nights chasing a Stetson. This is no ordinary hat, let me assure you of that. This hat's a rat, son. The story goes
on and on and on.
With the rat tat tat, I've tried to shoot down that hat. I've hired crack shots.
Changed to prevent an investigation.
This is the woods. My name is Wednesday. I work out a homicide. Monday, February the 2nd, 10:22 a.m. Bumped into Chicken Lickin', told me the sky was falling. I booked her on the 614, turned her over to the psychiatrist. Then a call came in at a 503. When I was on my way to the 503, a 618 came in. I added up the 614, the 503, and the 618, got 1,735. I handed in my paper to the chief. He corrected it, gave me 100%, patted me on the head, told me I was a good cop. 11:45 a.m., it happened. I saw a little girl in a blue hood carrying a basket. I stopped to question her. Pardon me, ma'am, could I talk to you for just a minute, ma'am?
What about?
Nothing much, ma'am. Just want to ask you a few questions, ma'am. What's your name?
Little Blue Riding Hood.
Where are you going, ma'am?
Grandma's house.
Yes, ma'am. What do you got in the basket?
What are you trying to say? I got something in the basket I shouldn't have?
No, ma'am, I didn't say that.
Then why are you asking me all these questions for?
Just routine, ma'am. We just want to get the facts. May I have a look in that basket, ma'am?
Be my guest.
Let's see. Sawed-off shotgun. Knife. Bludgeon. Box of dum-dum shells. Nothing suspicious here. All right, ma'am, we may want to talk to you later, so don't leave the woods. She skipped on down the path, but she didn't know I'd seen the concealed compartment in the basket. In it, what I'd suspected all along. Goodies. My job, get to Grandma's before she did. I took a shortcut through the strawberry patch. It was sort of a strawberry shortcut. I walked up to the cottage, rang the bell.
Come in, dear.
Okay, Grandma, it's a raid.
A raid? Why, I'm just a peace-loving old lady. You've got the wrong Grandma.
Yes, ma'am. We just want to get the facts. Where'd you get that bump on your head?
The sky fell on me this morning.
I made a note to book her on the 614 and turned her over to the psychiatrist. I tied her up, put her in the closet, then I put on the grandma's suit and got into bed. Come in, ma'am.
Hello, Grandma. I got the loot. What are you doing in bed?
I'm feeling poorly.
But, Grandma, what big ears you have.
All the better to get the facts. I just want to get the facts, ma'am.
But, Grandma, what a big subpoena you have in your pocket.
All the better to serve you with.
But, Grandma, what a big 38 police special you have pointed at me.
All the better to take you in. You're under arrest. You and your grandma are operating a goodies ring.
A cop? I should have known.
Known what, ma'am?
You look nothing like my grandma. You forgot about the mustache.
But I don't have a mustache.
I know, but grandma does.
Well, I see you broke the goodies ring. How'd you get a lead on her, Joe?
I just played a hunch, Frank. It was just a hunch. I played my luck. Sometimes a hunch pays off, sometimes it doesn't. I was just lucky. I just played a hunch, Frank.
What you're trying to say, Joe, is you just played a hunch. A lucky guess. Sometimes a hunch pays off, sometimes it doesn't. You just played a hunch. Is that what you're trying to tell me, Joe?
Yeah. I just played a hunch.
Bigger head to keep the sun off my face and neck. who needs the sun. I'm still not a plant, at least not technically. And when I was younger, I wanted a bigger hat because I figured that I'd have extra hair at some point. And then a bigger hat would make my hair stay down. On my head, it would make my hair stay down. So I'm saving my money for a bigger hat. Because I need a bigger hat. I need a bigger
so-called lover. Bring me tears so that I can cry. Bring me the pain that I have suffered, and let me laugh at my foolish pride. Pull down my castle and sit me on my throne. Leave me, please leave me, leave me all alone. And bring me the heart that once has stopped beating, and let me live so that I can pray. And bring me the world, put it at my feet. Bring me sunshine and treasures untold. Bring me the truth that once was so binding. Bring me the light so that I can see. Shh.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. That was a whole heap of fun. And I'm so glad you came here to be with me tonight to listen to it. Thank you very much. Hopefully you all enjoyed it over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. And I bet there are plenty of silly little photos available for me to look at later. Thank you again for that as well. But now it's time for us to turn to the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks and months. Even with all of the headway I've been making, I just can't seem to get out of this hole. We're midway through February now. Oh. But let's get this going so we can keep the progress alive as we, well, you know, of course, I do have to do the thing that I do at the beginning of the radio obituaries, and that is to remind you to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. The initial radio obituary is for Guido Stagnaro, the Italian film director, screenwriter, and television writer. He was the co-creator of Topo Ghisio. He just passed away at 96. It's the initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Ballare le twist, per poter ballare te voglio imparare. Vieni allora Rosy qui con me, e proviamo a fare un po' di twist. Tutte e due insieme noi li impareremo, tornandola do di qua e di là. Io twist lo puoi ballare sol così, va fin giù e il motivo è su. Io twist lo sa ballare solo chi come me. Quando sei io, questo è il topo twist e già si sa, imparare il duetto lo potrà, ed insieme al topo lo vorrà ballare, sì, perché non balli con me? Per un topolino come me, molto bello ballare il twist, per poter ballare devo imparare. Vieni allora Rosy qui con me, proviamo a fare un po' di twist, tutte e due insieme noi li impareremo, donna, donna, di qua e di là.
mi moglie di questo ballo, e donde viamo io? Questo è il campo triste, già si sa, imparare il gatto lo potrà, ed insieme al topo lo vorrà ballare, sì, perché non balli con me?
The post-initial radio obituary is for Richie Albright. He was the longtime drummer for Waylon Jennings and aided in crafting the distinct outlaw sound. He joined Waylon's band, The Wailers, in 1964 and relocated to Nashville in 1966 after Waylon signed with RCA Records. But in the early 70s, Waylon negotiated a new RCA contract that included broad artistic freedom, so he relied on the Wailers in the studio, and that is now considered a move that bucked the Nashville tradition of enlisting session players. Richie encouraged Waylon to adopt rock and roll principles, and his drumming helped shape the rock-tinged outlaw songs that still inform songwriters today. He also worked with Willie Nelson, Johnny Cash, Billy Joe Shaver, Jesse Coulter, and others. Richie Albright just passed away at 81. It's the post-initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Jolie blonde, jolie tea, jolie tea, jolie car, Molly C, Tomasi, the big and ugly sharpie, do you know the heathen on the jolly mall to the
still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and the next radio obituary is for Jessie Smith, the American R&B vocalist. She began her career singing with the musician Benny Sharp, recording as Little Miss Jessie. Then she went on to be one of the original Ikettes in the Ike and Tina Turner Review, later singing backing vocals for various artists including Paul Williams, Jose Feliciano, and many, many others. Jessie Smith just passed away at 80. It's the next radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Thank you. gone, but I still wait for you to bring yourself home. And every night I can't sleep for crying, but baby, there is no need in the night.
Ooh, baby, I love you.
Nah, 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 nah.
Ooh, baby, I love you.
Yeah. You know you
may be rich like a millionaire, but that don't buy you somebody to care,
because love is a man's best friend.
You're living
seduce them and deceive them.
We'll be right back. around, you're going to have a movie night. Caller, what y'all tell them to? Go ahead, go ahead, go, we ain't do what you tell us to. Now, if you're talking movie night, now, talking about it now, it now. Go ahead, go ahead, and have a movie, no, I'm down there. Now, we're talking movie night. Oh, 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 oh.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and the cleanup radio obituary is for Lewis Clark, the English music arranger and keyboard player. He had trained at Leeds College of Music, and he's best known for his work with Electric Light Orchestra and Hooked on Classics. He just passed away at 73. It's the cleanup radio obituary for Lewis Clark right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
She comes. That little town flirt. Here she comes.
Here she comes.
With that look in her eye.
Here she comes.
She plays around with every guy that goes by. Yeah, I know she's gonna treat you wrong. So your heart just better be strong. Cause you can get that little town flirt. I know how you feel. You think her love is real. You think this time she'll be sincere. But you think you got a paper heart when she starts to tear it apart. Look at that style.
Here she comes.
She's looking at you, giving you that smile. Yeah, I know she's gonna treat you wrong. So your heart just better be strong. Cause you can get her. Yeah, you can get her. Pulling with that little town flirt.
She can build a mountain high now, boy. She can build a muscle man now, yeah, boy. She can build a mountain high now, boy.
On to the radio obituary for Chris Ahio, the Nigerian musician and record producer. In his teenage years, he decided to travel abroad, and when he got to England, he studied music, took up playing the tenor sax, and joined a jazz-infused Afro-Cuban music band. and he ended up playing gigs with the bands of Kenny Graham and Ginger Johnson. He returned to Nigeria and joined the West End Cool Cats Orchestra before forming his own band, Chris Ahio and the Cubanos. In 1960, he became the band leader of the National Orchestra for Nigeria's Independence Ball. He just passed away at 91. It's the radio obituary for Chris Ahio right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Thank you.
still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And guess what? It's the Weasel Radio Obituary for George Morel, the classical guitarist and composer from Argentina. His father taught him the rudiments of classical guitar starting at age 7, and he went on to study advanced guitar at the internationally renowned Academy of Pablo Escobar in Buenos Aires. He left Argentina to perform in Ecuador, Colombia, and Cuba, and in Cuba he even recorded his first solo LP and was featured in a weekly television show. Later on, he moved to New York, where he performed at the Village Gate on a nightly basis. He became friends with Chet Atkins for many, many years, even recording an album on RCA Victor and gaining representation by Columbia Artist Management thanks to that relationship. George Morel just passed away at 90. It's the Weasel Radio Obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.